Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Edwards reaches third base with a triple. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lake fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. Peck moves to second. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peck scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Hal White now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Wakefield moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. Outlaw moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Hal White. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Lopez now catching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Mullen moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mullen scores. Wakefield moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller hits a pop-up towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive towards first. Cullenbine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Metkovich now playing center field. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Wakefield moves to third. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Gleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Edwards hits a pop-up towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Seary now playing center field. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Stubby Overmyer. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Hutchinson reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Webb pinch runs for Fred Hutchinson. Brian Stevens now pitching. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-4 in the game. Lake bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to third. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Siri. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Webb scores. It's Indians, 6, Tigers, 6. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mullen is walked intentionally. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Wakefield hits a line drive to center field. Siri throws towards third. Keltner fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Keltner. Mayo scores. Mullen moves to third. It's 7-6, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mullen scores. Wakefield moves to second. It's 8-6, Tigers. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Doc Kramer. Les Willis now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield moves to third. Outlaw moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield scores. Outlaw moves to third. Evers moves to second. It's 9-6, Tigers. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into center field. Siri picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Siri. Outlaw scores. Evers scores. Cullenbine moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-6, Tigers. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullenbine scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-6, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wagner moves to third. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-4 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-6, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mayo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Hoot Evers now playing center field. Al Benton now pitching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.